Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about knowing Jesus as the one who heals and looking at various aspects of how we connect with that healing nature of God and what it looks like, even a little bit of what it doesn't look like. It doesn't mean that we live life with no illness, no disease, no brokenness, but it does mean that we have one that understands and one that heals us in a way that prepares us for eternity. And so while this life is filled with difficulty and trouble, we find healing in the midst of that, a healing which prepares us to spend forever with God, the healing of our sin, of our disconnectedness with God. And many times we discover that the healing that we receive within our spirit improves our life. And we learn to overcome, or we learn contentment, or we learn to see God's purposes within things that we really didn't want. And so we can say with the Apostle Paul that God's grace is sufficient. Even when our desire was for something different. So we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about the healing which comes through Christ's sacrifice, the ultimate healing. 1 Peter 2, verse 24, says, "He himself, that is Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." If we could do something to heal these physical bodies from every ailment that we experience, from every ailment that exists and has existed, that will exist, and do nothing to heal the soul, then, we've created a problem. Because should this body gain, as I've said before, gain immortality, when Christ returns, it's still condemned without him. And so we wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about the healing that is most necessary, the healing which comes through the sacrifice of Jesus, his willingness to go to the cross to take our sin, and not only himself be nailed to the cross, but for our sin to be nailed there with him, so that the punishment that we deserve is paid. And in that process, in that act of sacrifice, in that obedience of love, we find a healing that's complete. And when we choose to identify with the sufferings of Christ, not simply the sufferings of this world, which we will identify with because we live in this world, but the Bible says that we can be confident that for as many who have been buried with Christ will surely rise with Christ. And we find that God has given us this wonderful act where he does work in our life through our baptism, through our willingness to be buried so that we can rise again. It's not a work that we do. It's not a work that the person baptizing us does. It's a work of God in our life where he cleanses us forgives our sin, and gives us His Spirit to dwell within us. And so the sin that is present in our life is washed away. Symbolically, in a sense, by the water, but more importantly, washed away by the blood of Jesus, by His actions on the cross. And our soul is healed. And we take comfort in knowing that the ultimate healing is not only attainable, but it's desired by God that we would have it. Without that healing, we are subject to the law of death, the curse of sin, the consequences of disobedience to God. But it's not His desire that we are destroyed. It's not His desire that we die. And so He prepared a way for us to find healing. And as we understand that it's the wounds that He took upon Himself were wounds that bought our healing. The mistreatment, the trial, the mocking, the scourging, the crucifixion itself, the being forsaken by His Father, we're all part of that price that brings healing to us should we turn to Him. When we understand, there are many times where we are sick and we kind of pretend like we're not. We somehow think if we just tough it out, it'll get better. And there are many things in life where that's true. There are things that even if we do decide we're sick enough to go to a doctor, the doctor may well tell us that you just have to wait it out. There's nothing we can do. It has to run its course. And sometimes they're able to treat symptoms. Sometimes they're able to treat the root cause of the sickness. But in the midst of it, there's a decision on our part. Do we do something about it or don't we? And for many people, myself being one of those, we put off doing something about it as long as we can. And there are times where people put off doing something about it so long that the illness results in death, even though it didn't have to. And it can be argued whether the illness killed them or whether their stubbornness killed them. And there are times where the bottom line is they didn't have to die then, but they refused either to seek help or they refused the help that was offered. They didn't like the options. And unfortunately, it happens with many people when we think about eternity is we think we've got tomorrow. We put off seeing the great physician until we absolutely have no other option. And many people put it off so long that they die. And then it's too late. And our desire as believers in Christ is that we would help communicate to all people that yes, it is appointed unto mankind once to die, and then after that comes the judgment. But when we allow the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. There's no fear of the judgment because we've been cleansed. The sin that had the power to kill us eternally has been destroyed. Jesus claimed victory over death as he rose from the grave. And that same power that rose Jesus from the grave abides within us by his Spirit to bring healing to the part of us that needs it the most. A healing that makes us right with God. Not of our own works, lest we should boast, but the work done by the sacrifice of Jesus. And when we experience that kind of healing, oh, we may still long for a healthier body, but that's not the most important thing. We experience a healthier soul because we experience the healing that comes through Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to be right with you because it's given us Jesus. And Father, as much as we desire the physical healings of our body and the ailments that we encounter, help us to understand the greater importance of a spiritual healing, of being made right with you, a healing that's only possible through the sacrifice that Jesus willingly offered on our behalf, the sacrifice of his life. And so, God, help us today to lay hold of that for which you yourself have laid hold of us for. To be cleansed, to be made right, to be declared righteous even when we're not. Because you see us being clothed with your Son. And as we live as those clothed in Christ, we discover that our sins have been forgiven. And your Spirit dwells within us as a deposit, as a guarantee that we belong to you. And so, God, today, help us to live as those with the ultimate healing, but to also live as those who share the good news that when this body gives up, that we can live as those completely healed because our spirit belongs to you. Our soul has been healed. By the wounds of Jesus, we have been restored. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, we have life. And God, today, help us to proclaim that life, to live it, and to share it with others. And Father, as we experience this kind of healing, may it help our temporary struggles of this world to seem less weighty, so that this spiritual healing would lead us in every way imaginable to lift up Jesus in all things, so that as we lift him up, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.